Chapter 16. Peddling a Porky. I'm here to debunk cycling's biggest lie. No, you do not look good in Lycra. If you're not going to be on the starting line of the Tour de France, then remove all the Lycra bibs in your wardrobe, put them on the braai, and let them burn. The finger of blame for this fashion monstrosity points to where all cycling misdeeds point, the sport's biggest cheat, Lance Armstrong. In 1999, he pedaled his way to the Champs-Élysées and into people's hearts when he won cycling's most prestigious race for the first time. Armstrong built a legend around surviving testicular cancer when he was 25, then winning 7 Tour de France titles. But he did it by peddling a bunch of lies. Portly alpha males with too much money fell for it. They wanted to be like him. They liked his brash personality. They admired his never-say-die attitude, and they lusted after his sleek calves and shiny thighs. The Armstrong legend, or should that be legerdemain, sparked an explosion in cycling all over the world. Cycling became the go-to cure for South African businessmen suffering a midlife crisis or three. Streets were soon filled with expensive state-of-the-art bicycles ridden by CEOs, accountants, and lawyers who didn't stop at red robots, who rode 3 or 4 abreast, and who clogged up coffee shops with their pre, during, and post-ride double lattes and keep them coming, buddy. Big Lycra saw how cycling had transformed from a mode of transport for the working class to a bro sport enjoyed by well-fed businessmen and decided to cash in. It started to spread the men look good in Lycra lie, with the extra whopper that Lycra has aerodynamic advantages that will make cyclists go faster than the Rand dropping after an EFF press conference. Soon, tubby cyclists were squeezing into tight fighting sausage skins, which they believed concealed their 44-inch waists, and the age of the mammal, middle-aged men in Lycra, was upon us. They huffed and puffed their way along traffic-choked scenic routes, nursing fantasies of their own Tour de France triumph, and oblivious to the sad reality that to onlookers their exertions were more Tour de Force than Tour de Force. We can forgive them for their road transgressions, but not for strutting their stuff on unsuspecting coffee shop customers. Package-protruding Lycra bib shorts are only a good look if you want to resemble a sex offender. Not since vinyl jumpsuits, bell-bottom jeans, and macrame ponchos, and pretty much every other stitch of clothing from the 70s, has fashion hit so hard below the boob. The Film and Publication Board should slap their wobbly bits, and that's not the end of the sentence, with a 2-18 age restriction. If the only thing this book achieves is to stop one aging cyclist in Lycra from inflicting his cringeworthy moose-knuckle bump on the world, then the backbreaking Mont Ventoux-sized slog to meet the deadline was worth it.